WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Welcome back. We do that at the top of each hour. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, joined today with Pastor Jim, who we lovingly call PJ. And they call me PM, by the way, sometimes. And then there's Megan, one of our radio team members up in Indiana. And Nan, who's also in the studio, one of our radio team members. We've got a nice radio team, a good, an anointed radio team, actually. More than nice, they're wonderful. And I just love every week. We never know what God's going to do, and it's always great. We start a new series today, All Out Alignment. And it's about being aligned with the plan and purpose of God. It is about being aligned with the heart of God, with seeing things the way God sees things. And we're talking about Gideon in Judges chapter 6. I think a lot of people have, in fact, I'm going to say this. Let me finish my sentence, and then I'll say the seconds. My brain's working quicker, Pastor Jim, than what a lot of people have left churches in the last several years. It's happening everywhere. We see it everywhere. And a lot of people have resorted to technology, TV, and radio shows, and that's all cool. But a lot of people have left churches because they didn't want to put up with the, I'll just say it in a nice way, crapola that was going on among people at church. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that and introduce this next song?
Yeah. People tend to look at people and their faults more often than their good parts, you know, good points. And I think a lot of people who leave churches for those reasons didn't really want to be there in the first place. They were kind of maybe looking for an escape, looking for a way to get back in that cave of theirs. And so the pastor didn't shake my hand, so I'm leaving. Sister Sally didn't say hi to me or ignored me or didn't smile or, you know, whatever. And it's just silly reasons, you know, and or maybe they just feel like this, you know, so-and-so, somebody else has different gifts than I do, or somebody else is this way or that way. And the church is a diverse community of people. It takes everybody. I mean, Paul says we're a body. And we're not all eyes, we're not all ears, we're not all toes, but it takes an entire body to function the way that God meant it to. And it's the same with the church. It takes all of us. We can't separate ourselves from one another because that injures the whole body.
Absolutely.
It's like you cut off your hand. And that's what this next song is about.
It is.
City on a Hill by Casting Crowns. Just an incredibly good song. It cuts right to the heart of that.
And it talks about really what we're talking about here with the children of Israel, because they had gotten off into really serving other gods, not concentrating on what God had for them to do. There was not that unity. They were walking in fear. They were walking in idolatry. They were not serving God, and they were probably nitpicking each other, which we see in this chapter too. Mm-hmm. They were nitpicking each other quite a bit. And when Gideon steps out and steps up to the plate, he's criticized heavily for this. So I think this song kind of fits right now. Here we go.
Yeah.
City on a Hill by Casting Crowns.
Did you hear of the city on the hill? Said one old man to the other. It once shined bright and it would be shining still. But they all started turning on each other. You see, the poets thought the dancers were shallow, and the soldiers thought the poets were weak. And the elders saw the young ones as foolish, and the rich man never heard the poor man speak. And one by one, they ran away with their made-up minds to leave it all behind. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill. and thought that they knew better, that they were different by design. Instead of standing strong together, they let their differences divide. And one by one, they ran away with their made-up minds to leave it all behind. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill, the city on the hill. And the world is searching still. That gave the poets life. It was the spirit of the poets that gave the soldiers strength to fight. It was the fire of the young ones. It was the wisdom of the old. It was the story of the poor man that made it to be told. That gives the poets life. It is the spirit of the poets that gives the soldiers strength to fight. It is the fire of the young ones. It is the wisdom of the old. It is the story of the poor man that's needing to be told. One by one will we run away with our made up minds to leave it all behind.
Praise God. Wow. Nan, do you have something for us?
Yes, ma'am. Is it on?
It's on.
Okay, thank you.
I'm on it this
You're
time.
On. All right. Help me to keep my eyes on you and not focus on the errors of others. I need to only hear from you while I love my sisters and my brothers. Let me be used to reach to others with the love that you have given to me. Let me not judge and run them off. Help them to you in me, see. Let me be used to reach to others who need to be healed from things. Let your hands be extended to them. Let through me your hands be extended to them, letting them see that it is your love that I bring. Let me unite with my sisters and brothers.
Oh, wow. That's great. And that is right on. That is right on. And as we study this all out alignment, we have got to get to that point where we are united with our sisters and brothers. And we are doing this battle and this work together. We're talking about Gideon today here in Judges 6. Pastor Jim, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I was thinking that at this point in Israel's history, they were just a loose confederation of 12 tribes.
Okay.
And they really didn't cooperate all that well. I mean, Gideon will call some of them together, but then, of course, I believe it's him who later on they yell at him, why didn't you call us? Or maybe it was Deborah. I
mean, right.
I know they did that. It's like one of the tribes will go, well, why didn't you call us?
Right.
And
it's the same thing that song's talking
exactly
about and Nan's poem there.
Exactly. And even under, that's why I was looking at my maps real quick. Even under Saul, who was the first king, Israel was not united. It wasn't, his kingdom didn't even cover all the 12 tribes. It wasn't until David and Solomon. And then, of course, just like the song, again, history kind of repeated itself. They divided into two kingdoms because one kingdom didn't like the way the other one was running it. So they split.
Right.
And It's just amazing to me that here, you know, Gideon is going to try and unify everybody. And he's pretty successful, as we'll find out, because he does get in alignment.
Exactly.
But not everybody was in alignment with him. And in a church, y'all got to be headed the same direction.
You do.
I mean, you don't have to all be doing the same thing or have the same gifts, But y'all need to be headed in the same direction.
You got to be united behind the purpose and where you're headed, the vision.
Yes.
You know, you got to catch the vision. Well, let's, excellent points here. And these people were not, just a minute, Nan's got a comment right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't normally just speak in when I'm not on, but I would like to point out to you guys, which you already know, but to all the family, Beacon family, how fortunate we are to have the two of you, because you're very much on the same page. You're two very different individuals, of course, and you do things, you know, you're different because we're all different from each other, but you guys are unified.
We are.
In that mission, in
we
that
are.
Purpose for Beacon. I mean, I've been with you guys for almost 5 years now, and for 5 years, that's what I've seen. I've seen consistency.
Yes.
And I see you guys working together, and I see almost you starting past your sentences. He's finishing the sentences. You know, it's so cool to see
like
that.
An old married couple.
Like an old married couple, you know. But I just want to point out that you guys serve as a living example. I want to make sure that people listening on the radio show hear that you two serve as a living example of what you're teaching in that particular part of the teaching.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
and
if I can just add to that. I
please
mean,
do.
It's so true. And yet we're two different people. Our gifts are different. I don't have quite the gift for preaching, you know, mine's more teaching, prophetic, whatever. And you know, and yeah, there's some little doctrinal thingies going on, but that doesn't matter. We're united in purpose.
We are united in purpose.
I think that's more important than so many other things. We have to be headed in the same direction.
We're lined up.
There's a Greek word for that.
Okay.
In fact, Paul uses it in Galatians chapter 5, if we walk in the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit. It's
storkeo,
which means it's like a military march.
Right.
And let's keep in that. And I thought about that on Friday, alignment. We're keeping in step with each other and with the Holy Spirit. So we're in alignment. We're marching in a straight line. We're marching as a unit.
Praise God. Woo, thank you, Nan, for sharing that. And thank you, Pastor Jim, for being the most wonderful associate pastor any pastor could have. Nan's right on, though. We really are in alignment together. We know our purpose. We get on board for a series, and we do our best to try to get the truths out there, both of us, even though we do it in different ways sometimes. But that's all right. So we are in Judges 6, and we're in verse 12, we see that God himself has shown up in the form of an angel, and he has said to Gideon, he has called him, God is with you, O mighty warrior. And then we talked in the last hour about how Gideon goes, really? Why did this happen, and where have you been, and all of those complaints. But God doesn't really respond to this. In fact, in verse 13, Gideon says, with me, my master? With me? If God is with us, and then that's when he goes with all his complaints. But in verse 14, God faces him directly and says, go in this your strength that is yours. Save Israel from Midian. Haven't I just sent you? Now, here's where I want to bring in the truth we brought in Friday night, and that is this. We each have a personality. And Pastor Jim, your personality is different than mine, okay? We each have different personality traits. We handle things different in our personality. That's how we see each other in our earthly realm. Heaven sees us differently than how everybody on this earth sees us. And that is called your persona, P-E-R-S-O-N-A. Heaven sees you differently than the way we see each other down here. Megan, I'm going to bring you in on this because in just a moment, this is so interesting because to me, so often we get so hung up. That song we just played, City on a Hill, is a perfect example. We get hung up on the differences in people's personalities and how they are, well, he's not this or she's not that, or I don't like this or I don't like that. God is concentrating on how heaven sees us. Here is a perfect example of this teaching with Gideon. God sees Gideon as a mighty warrior before Gideon is a mighty warrior in the earthly realm, and that deserves a bell in there. Da-da-da. Okay. All right, one more time. God sees Gideon as a mighty warrior before he is seen that way on earth. Back to the Lord's Prayer. And then you want to comment on that before we go to the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, we talked on Friday, too, about perception.
Yes, perception.
It's all
absolutely.
A matter of We need to line up our perceptions of ourselves with how heaven perceives us already, how God perceives us.
Amen. Megan, do you want to comment on that before we go to the Lord's Prayer?
Absolutely. We are, as earthly beings, as humans, we are so caught up in how we appear to other people and how other people
Amen.
Appear to us.
Amen.
And, you know, if we could just step back and view people the way that heaven views us, is that we should love one another.
Yes.
He loves us, and that we should have more, self-worth in ourselves.
Yes.
Because the Lord knows and can make us much stronger than we really are. And we need to realize that, you know, just because someone feels that they may have fallen off track, they're still viewed as a warrior in heaven. They're still viewed as that warrior, and he wants those people to step up to the plate and stop judging others and stop meddling with false gods.
Amen.
Stop idolizing things that are earthly.
Yes.
Stop seeking out acceptance that you can see, because you've already been accepted in heaven.
Amen. Woo! Okay, that's a great intro to this. In Matthew chapter 6, it says this. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. He said, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, which means holy be thy name, reverenced be your name, all of that, okay? And the next line, I think it's verse 10, right, Pastor Jim? You want to read it in your New King James, Matthew 6:10?
Surely.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, your kingdom come, your will be done. In the original Greek there, this is the way it is really written originally. This is what Jesus said. Come, with an exclamation point, thy kingdom. And the next phrase, be done, exclamation point, thy will. On earth as it is in heaven. Friday night when I was teaching this concept, guys, we need to begin to declare this over ourselves. Come, thy kingdom in me. Be done, thy will in me, on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus taught this concept about the fact that we need to see ourselves as heaven sees us. That's our persona, as heaven sees us. Not as everybody around the earth sees us. That's our personality. But we need to look at this the original way that Jesus spoke it in Matthew 6:10, and it is this. You might want to write this down. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is really the way Jesus said it, this way. Come, thy kingdom, be done, thy will. And Friday night, we all said it like this. Come, thy kingdom in me, be done, thy will in me, on earth as it is in heaven. You say, what does this have to do with Gideon? Exactly this. God saw Gideon as a mighty warrior before Gideon saw it. Okay? God sees you, dear listener, as a mighty warrior before you even realize that's who you are. And when we start praying, and I prayed it myself over myself yesterday and today, like I encourage every one of us to pray this now. Pray it this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy kingdom in me. Be done thy will in me on earth as it is in heaven. Pastor Jim, you want to comment? Then we'll go to Megan.
Yeah,
I love that.
And you know me. I got to check. So I checked in my interlinear. And it is. It and the Greek does that for emphasis. Normally, in English, we think the emphasis was on thy kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
The emphasis is on get here.
Yeah.
The emphasis is on be done.
Be done.
You know, be done your will. Come thy kingdom.
Yes.
It's emphasizing that part of it. And we know that.
This is good stuff.
You know, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you.
Right.
Well, come. Be revealed in me, your kingdom. Let me walk in your kingdom, let me walk in your will. And that's the emphasis. It's not the kingdom or the will. It's getting it inside of us.
Get it inside. Become that mighty warrior the way heaven sees you. Megan, comment on this before we go to the next song.
Well, you know, isn't it most of the time, we've talked about this before, and I know you guys will agree with me, that what keeps people from achieving their warrior status, I'll say, is fear.
Right.
Because we can't see those promises. And, you know, as Pastor Jim mentioned before, that he knew someone that had turned to, like, witchcraft and New Age things. Is, you know, I think sometimes people turn to that stuff because it's tangible things that they can see, because they're looking for some type of earthly acceptance. But what we need to realize is that the Bible speaks utter truth.
Amen.
There is nothing more true on the face of this earth than the Bible.
That's exactly
right. Look how old it is.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what we need to learn to believe in, are those words that are in the Bible, because
yes.
those are our promises.
Yes.
Those are the things that give us strength. That is our, that's our guide to being a warrior, is the Bible.
Amen.
And that's what we need to get back to, the root of the church, is being unified by the Bible.
Amen. Woo, PJ, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, just something, Megan, that you said clicked in me. It's like the Israelites had a God who had no image, and people just couldn't believe that. That was astounding. Every God had an image of some sort. You know, you would be able to see it. Well, God said, "You'll not make an image of me. I'm
right.
I'm the great." You know, some people turn him the invisible God.
Right.
So we know that they did that when Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments. They made the golden calf.
Right.
They wanted something visible,
mm-hmm.
like you said, Megan. You know, sometimes we need something visible, and it's, you know, we're worshiping. You know, we can't see Jesus or the Holy Spirit or God the Father. And sometimes people want that tangible, you know, it's easier to pray to a crystal than it is to pray to the invisible God,
you know? Right.
I mean, they do. I agree. They need sometimes people just, we it's hard for us to trust in what we cannot see. And yet
right.
That's
what we're called to do. That's what faith is.
That's what faith is.
And that's one reason the Father sent Jesus to this earth, you know. Anyway, listen to this song. Woo, powerful one right now, and it just fits again perfectly by Hillsong, Power of Your Love, because it's all about God's love.
Says I see.
Praise God. I love that. I love that. I love that song. Nan, do you have something?
I will run to you with all of my might. I've learned that you're always there. Savior, I so need your help now. I will look to you as I'm in prayer. I claim what the word says about you, for it says that you will help me. Of your life, I will look unto, knowing that of my bondages I will be free. Help me to recognize that you're there, always willing to help me with the struggles I face. I believe that I will make it through this with your power and awesome grace. Mm-hmm. Let your love surround me even this moment. I believe and will always lean upon you. Jesus, you are my very best friend. Help me to with all the struggles to make it through.
Oh, praise God. Good stuff, Nan. Thank you for being willing and getting that straight from the Holy Spirit. We love that. If you've just now joining us, we're on our new series, All Out Alignment. We're talking about Gideon and how God spoke to Gideon and said, hey, Gideon, you're a mighty warrior. And Gideon didn't feel like a mighty warrior. And Megan, there's many times we just don't feel like our true persona of how heaven sees us, do we?
No, and I felt that way about myself, too, just recently. And, you know, it's the Lord that corrected me and said, no, Megan, it's time to, and this was back last year before Grayson was born, he said, it's time to stand up.
Right.
It's time to fight. Because you can't win a battle, you know, in heavenly, you can't win a battle on your knees when you're praying. But when you're fighting against evil, you got to stand, you got to rise, you got to hold your sword, you got to
yes.
hold the Bible, you got to hold those scriptures. And that's why I hoped earlier that when you guys were quoting those scriptures in Isaiah and in John, that people wrote those down.
I hope so.
When
yeah.
when you're faced with against the enemy, there's nothing that will knock him down quicker than to quote a scripture right out of the Bible.
Absolutely. That's the answer, isn't it? And I love this truth right here that Gideon changes right before our eyes in the next couple chapters to really who God says he is and the way that heaven sees him, his true persona. His personality, at first here, he's pretty intimidated. PJ, what verse is it where he says... where are we?
Verse 15.
15, yes. Would you talk about that right
yeah,
there?
He just says, like Moses. We
yeah.
pointed that out.
Yeah.
Sounds just like Moses. How am I going to save Israel?
Right.
My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. First of all, I come from the weakest clan in the whole tribe.
Yeah.
And I'm the weakest. I'm the smallest. Message says I'm the runt of the litter.
Runt of the litter.
You know, I'm nothing. I'm
yeah.
You know, he depreciates himself, and again...
Depreciates himself,
yeah.
huh? Yeah. Okay.
He depreciates and just
yeah.
says, I'm nothing.
Right.
You know, he belittles himself.
He sure does, yeah.
And again, God doesn't even pay any attention to that.
He didn't even respond to that, does he?
No, he says, surely I'll be with you, and you'll defeat the Midianites. You know, he doesn't say, oh, you're right. You are just so small. You're so pitiful. He just says, no, I'm going to be with you. You're going to defeat them.
Isn't it interesting, Pastor Jim and Megan, that God so often uses people who really aren't the stars on TV or the brightest ones around, or I don't know what I'm trying to say there, but that people that are human, I guess, human beings, B-E-A-N-S, beings again. I mean, God so often uses us in our failures, our humanity, and he uses us based on what he sees of us that we can't see.
Exactly, like he did with David.
Yes.
You know, he, again, was the last of the eight sons. He
right.
was the youngest, not the oldest.
Right.
He was still a boy when Samuel anointed him to be king of Israel.
Right.
And who would have thought that was going to happen? Saul.
On the other hand.
I'm thinking who became the Apostle Paul.
Oh, you're talking about in the New Testament. I yeah. thought you meant Saul, King Saul.
Well, King Saul, everybody thought he was wonderful because he was so tall and
he was
handsome.
So tall and handsome.
He ended up being a train wreck.
Right.
And Paul, right. the Apostle... started out as a persecutor of the church.
Right.
You know, who would have thought? But yet
God saw him differently
yes.
than how he appeared.
God saw the final outcome.
He saw his persona. He saw how heaven sees him. And dear ones, listen to this one more time. Matthew 6:10. Actually, let's start at the beginning of the Lord's Prayer one more time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In the original Greek, it says it this way. Come, thy kingdom, be done, thy will. This is what you need to declare over yourself. Come, thy kingdom. In other words, God, I want your kingdom to be so strong living in me that people everywhere are affected by who I really am. And who I really am is the person that allows the kingdom of God to grow in them and who says, be done, thy will. That's who I really am. That's who my true self is. Megan, comment on that, will you?
Absolutely. You know, I never thought that I would be a person that would lose a child.
Right.
And, you know, the Lord has shown me just how truly strong that I can be because of him.
Right, exactly.
And that's where people, I think, need to realize that the Lord can make you and create you into someone that you never thought you could be, someone that can be an eloquent speaker, someone that can love people that maybe had a hard time loving people before.
Right.
Because when you pray that prayer, you're giving up everything that you ever wanted for your life, and you're
right.
letting the Lord work for him.
Woo! It's called coming into alignment with the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. It's like going to the chiropractor and having your back adjusted. Oh,
I mean, that's good. Yeah.
You know, let the Lord make yourself pliable. That's kind of what the Lord wants you to be, is to be pliable and be moldable so that he can use you here on the earth to make a change. Because that's the people he's looking for. He's looking for those people that want to make a change.
2 Chronicles 16:9 points that out. It says, for the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. Because God is looking for those that he sees, hey, this is who you really are. I know that my heart is God's. I mean, I've given it to him at a very young age. I think I was 4 when I first asked Jesus into my heart, and I first felt God calling me to be something for him, and I didn't know at age 4 what that meant. But I can tell you, and then at age 6, I remember my dad being a pastor, I kept going to the altar all the time, you know, to get saved. And finally my dad said, you know, because he'd give an altar call. That's right, at the end of the services. And I, at 6, I thought I was supposed to go there all the time, you know. And he finally pulled me aside at home and sat me down on the sofa, and he said, is Jesus living in your heart? Yes, I said. I asked him in. He goes, then you don't have to keep coming back and asking him all the time. You know, PJ, how we get like that, where we get worried, we get in fear, we get, am I doing the right thing, or am I at the right place at the right time? And that I was in the right place at the right time at age 6. I mean, you know, I wasn't supposed to be on the radio at age 6.
Going back to something that Megan said, it's all about the Bible. And John
it is.
Wrote,
yes.
But these things I've written that you may know that you have eternal life, and that life is in the Son of God.
Amen.
You know, it's written so that we can know. We don't have to think. We don't have to worry about, maybe I do, maybe I don't. These things are written so that you know you have eternal life. We don't have to worry about that part.
And I think it's interesting that God keeps saying to Gideon, I'll be with you. I'll be with you. That's like the basic concept of the whole Bible, really, isn't it? I'll be with you no matter what you're going through. I'm there.
Well, and I think it's really great. And again, it shows Gideon's humanity and God's patience, God's love. I'm going to be with you.
Right.
I've called you. He'll be whatever he's called us to do. He'll be with us all the way through it.
Absolutely. Woo. So come thy kingdom in me. Be done thy will in me. On earth as it is in heaven. So Megan talked to us about this. Gideon had so many of the same human tendencies that we do, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely he did. And it makes it more, doesn't it make it more relatable to us?
Absolutely.
Talking about someone so just purely human, so full of doubt and so full of fear, because that's the way, I mean, gosh, we've all been that way.
Right.
We've all been that way.
Absolutely. And so when we can relate, and God reminds us over and over again, he's doing it right now through this show to people out there, wherever they are. God is with you, dear one. God sees you in heaven so differently than what you might see you or what you might think everybody else sees you. Perception. Back to that point, Pastor Jim, before this song.
Well, and I was thinking about, and it popped up on Facebook again, something that Corrie Ten Boom used to do, and I know I've said it on this show before, when she would talk about Jesus and how he can change your life, she would be holding up a tapestry.
Right.
But she'd be holding up the backside, and it's just all just a mess of threads and
right.
going every which direction, and some are knotted, and it's just a big old mess. And yet, that's how we see us.
Mm-hmm.
Then she flips it over, and it's, and I've seen the picture of it. It's just this beautiful embroidered crown.
Right.
And she says, this is how God sees
Woo!
Us. And, you know, we tend to look at all the mess.
Right.
And the unfinished product.
Yes.
And yet God sees the finished product.
Absolutely. Dear ones, if you don't get anything else out of this show today, realize that God wants you to come into alignment with how he sees you. How he sees you is so differently than how the devil sees you, or probably the people that live with you in your own home. They probably don't see you the way you truly are as a child of God. Megan, comment on that before we do this song.
You know, that's true, because, I mean, I have people that have come in and out of my life that think, well, you know, wow, that's amazing that, you know, that you were this way before, but now you're this way. Well, that's what happens when you surrender.
That's right.
That's what happens when you want to do the kingdom job, when
Amen.
You want to change your resume, you
Woo.
Want to get rid of the junk.
Change your resume. Yeah. Okay.
You want to get rid of the bumps, because, you know, that's what the Lord does. He creates us into a new persona.
Yes.
And it is possible, because, you know, I stand here and I can say that, you know, I used to be a certain way. I used to be one that liked drama. I used to be one that, you know, would talk bad about people, but that's not the way that we are. It's not the way that the Lord sees us, because he knows that he created us to be pure and to be loving, just as he is to us.
Right.
And if we could just all realize that, this world and our churches, boy, would we see a change.
Yes, absolutely. So true. Woo! Praise God. Listen to this song. Love Stepped In by Finding Favor.
He was preaching down off of 3rd and Main as I was passing by. He was talking kind of crazy, warning us all about the end of time. So out from the crowd, I just asked him, how could God love a mess like me? Son, I'm a preacher now, but that ain't who I used to be. He said, you'll never know, you'll never know how far love has brought me. You'll never know who I used to be, 'cause I've been around and I've been down to the bottom of hell and back again. I was almost out, I was at my end, but then love stepped in. Every day, and all the love she has, she just gives away. So I asked her why she spends so much time on the broken and the poor, and she just smiled at me and said, I'm not who I was before. I
just how far I've come since the day that preacher told me about his amazing love. I was lost and alone, and the lights came on, and hope set my heart free.
Boy, when love steps in, it changes us completely. And that's what that song's talking about. It doesn't matter how far down and out you feel that you are, dear one, dear listener. When God's love steps into your life, it changes you and will change you completely if you allow it. Nan, you have another poem there. I saw you typing earnestly through the glass there on your computer.
Yes, ma'am. This is one of like us speaking, someone speaking to Jesus and him speaking back. It is so hard for me to believe at times that you are really there for me. My life is such a mess right now. Of that mess, can't you see? I'm sorry, I'm about to cry. Precious little one that I see, I do understand just where you are. I love you. Simply believe this, my love through others also shines through. I will help you in all that you face. Accept my eternal gift of life. You will then really understand that you will truly make it through your strife.
Wow. You know, I think there are people out there, Nan and PJ and Megan right now, that don't realize how much God loves them. And maybe they feel like Gideon today. You know, who, me? I can't do that. Don't you realize how insignificant I am? Dear ones, it starts with a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, it's all about a personal relationship with you and God. You allowing God to come in and live on the inside of you so that you can align yourself with the Spirit of Almighty God that lives on the inside of you. If you are not positive tonight that if you died today, tonight, would you be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity? If you can't emphatically say yes to that, we invite you to pray this prayer right now. I'm going to pray the words. Pastor Jim, will you repeat after me? And then we'll let the listeners say it along with you if they are ready to make this decision. It's a life-changing event if they're willing to do it.
Amen. Amen.
So here it is. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth to show us the Father.
That he came to this earth to show us the Father.
That he willingly went to the cross and died for me.
That he willingly went to the cross and died for me.
That he took my sins and sicknesses in his body on the cross.
That he took my sins and my sicknesses in his body on the cross.
And that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
And that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I ask you to forgive me now.
I ask you to forgive me now.
For anything and everything that I've ever said or done.
For anything and everything that I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I want you to be Lord and Savior of my life.
I want you to be Lord and Savior of my life.
I invite you to come and live on the inside of me.
I invite you to come and live on the inside of me.
And I purpose to be aligned with your purpose and your will for me.
And I purpose to be aligned with your purpose and will for me.
From this moment on, this I pray.
From this moment on, this I pray.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Amen. Woo, if you prayed that prayer, we want to hear from you. You can just write Pastor Jim at BOHMGlobal.com or me. I'm just Pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. And we encourage you to get in the Bible, start reading the book of John, start reading some Psalms, get in there. And the reason we want to hear from you is because maybe we can kind of dialogue with you about what this means, right,
and,
Pastor Jim?
Right, and encourage you.
Yes.
Certainly, I love doing that.
Yes.
You know, maybe if you have questions.
Right.
Please feel free to send those along, too.
Absolutely. Pastor Jim loves to answer all the questions. Mm-hmm. This series is all out of alignment. This is about learning to really declare and believe that when we do declare, something happens, declaring, come thy will be done, come thy kingdom be done thy will in each of us, because that's what we want. Megan, talk to us a moment here about where we are with this or where you are with all of this subject today.
Well, you know, where I am is that it really is awesome that what we're talking about today is that I myself can actually relate. And
praise
by
God.
That I mean that, you know, Gideon did not see himself as a warrior, but the Lord did, because
Amen.
The Lord created him to be that.
Right.
And that's where all of us are created to be. And, you know, just sitting here looking at my newborn daughter, is that's how the Lord, I think, views us. Is that he knows that we're pure. He knows that we're innocent and that we're childlike. And that's why he's our father, because he created her and he creates every single one of us. And that's how he relates to us, is that we can go back to that same innocence. We can go back to that same purity that she has.
Right.
If we just give in and let go of all the junk.
That's the key right there. You know, when we were talking earlier, I'm glad you brought that up, Megan, as we conclude this show here in a few minutes. It's all that junk that gets us out of alignment, that gets us over there doing our own thing, so depressed maybe, or discouraged, or just lackadaisical, complacent, lazy. Pastor Jim, you want to address that? Because that's where so many Christians hang out, in that area of defeat.
Right. And part of it is, I think some people have not been taught they can be victorious.
Right.
Some people have been taught that but believe otherwise.
Right.
You know, believe they can
exactly.
be. And some people just don't care.
Right.
You know, they see their salvation as fire insurance only. And
right.
Yeah, it's keeping me out of hell. What else,
yeah.
You know, what else do I need? But there's so much more.
So much more.
There's so much more. And like for Gideon, I mean, they could have gone on another 7 years.
Right.
And yet God called Gideon and shook him out of that complacency.
Yes.
Shook him out of that fear. And I mean, we'll see what happens because of that. We'll see the victories that God gave to Gideon because of that.
But it started with one man, Gideon. And in your area of the world, wherever you are, it starts with one person. It starts with you.
Starts with you.
Are you willing to say, God, come thy kingdom in me? Be done thy will in me on earth as it is in heaven. Are you willing to be that brave and get out there on the front line and be willing to do what God has called you to do from the foundation of the earth?
Right. And I want to address this. I mean, some people don't be afraid of failing.
Exactly.
Because Satan would like you to say, well, you put those doubts. I've had them.
Right.
Well, you know what God's called you to do, and it's never going to happen. And then you think, well, God, if I commit myself to you, what happens if I fail? That's why Jesus went to the cross.
Exactly.
And from personal experience, from, you know, being saved for many decades now, there's no mess that my flesh hadn't gotten me into that God was not able to get me out of.
That's right.
I mean,
sure.
God's bigger than our mistakes.
Right.
If we honestly commit ourselves to do God's will, yeah, there's going to be times when we're going to fumble. We're going
right.
to stumble. We're going to fall. But he's bigger than that.
Amen.
He's bigger than those times when
praise
stumbled.
God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Megan, let's hear from you.
Well, you know, it's in those times when you fall and when you stumble that the Lord wants to pick you up.
Exactly.
And I just, this is not a hard subject. It's so easy to become best friends with your Creator.
Woo!
And,
woo! That's good. Yeah.
It is. And, you know, I hope that whoever did pray that prayer today, I have to say that it's so cool, because, Pastor Marcia, every time that we have had that on the air, that you have prayed the sinner's prayer, that it's so cool that it's always different.
Yeah.
Because to me, that means that you can talk to the Lord, and you don't have to repeat the same things every
right.
day.
No.
You can pray and be specific. You can talk to the Lord like you're talking to your best friend, like you're talking
Amen.
To your mom, like you're talking to your husband, like you talk to your child.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a scripted prayer. And I just
Amen.
I pray that whoever prayed that today, that they do reach out and contact you, Pastor, and Pastor Jim, because, you know, once you do that, then it's your duty to learn to draw closer to the Lord and learn more about his nature.
Amen. It is. Woo. I tell you, we got some exciting things to talk about Gideon here in the next few weeks, and about being aligned with the Spirit of God and God's plan for your life. And it's so important that we realize that God does have a plan for your life. So if you missed the series we just finished, Fired Up with Purpose, go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and go back and listen to those shows. Or maybe you did listen to them and you need to listen to them again. And that's fine too, because it's all about learning how to line ourselves up with the will of God, God's plan for our lives, and our daily purpose. You know, Pastor Jim?
Exactly. And it's our daily purpose. Not that God's eternal purpose for us will change, but we have to take it up on a daily basis. It's something we just have to do on a daily basis.
Yes.
Or we do end up getting sidetracked, derailed.
Right.
And I think that's so important. And part of that is daily prayer, daily reading of the Word. Because those are the ways you're going to know God's will.
Amen.
And it's something just like the manna was given on a daily basis.
Right.
We need that fresh manna from heaven every single day to help us stay healthy.
Amen. You know, that's interesting you brought that up, because I was just meditating this morning on that verse. I believe it's in Deuteronomy, where it says that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And in the Message Bible, it says a steady stream of word that comes from God. Mm-hmm. I love that, because, you know, that's what we have to have. We have to have a steady stream of word. You know, the word is like water to us. And right now, something's wrong with my ice maker in my refrigerator, and it's been like that for a few weeks, but I'm getting it fixed tomorrow, because no longer is the water coming through the ice maker.
Oh.
Right? Okay? So a lot of times, so it's not making ice. So a lot of times the water is, it's there. It's right there in our Bibles, but it's not getting to us because we're not reading it. We're not absorbing it. Megan, some final thoughts. We're just running out of time here. Woo.
Well, you know, it's time to open up the floodgate and let the water permeate you.
Amen.
Bible,
amen.
That's where the truth is, people.
Yes.
You know, when you're facing a hard time, get the Bible out.
Amen.
Find someone. Find a pastor. Find a friend. And seek out the wisdom of the Lord, because that is the only way to survive here on the face of this earth. Because I'll tell you what, that's the only way that I've survived, is because of the water and letting the rain wash over me and cleanse me on a daily basis. That's
Amen.
My only chance at survival.
Woo, praise God. Megan, thank you so much. You're a wonderful radio team member. We love you and your precious children and your husband, Ben, and little Andrew and Zoe Grace. What a blessing they both are, and Grayson in heaven. What a blessing. And your mama, Betty, will be on the show next week. Pastor Jim, some final thoughts from you. Thanks, Meg.
Just, I think the biggest thing is it's our perception that can get in the way. We need to have...
Yes.
We always need to remember God's perception of us, and the best way to do that is to stay in the Word, because that's how we find out what God says we are.
Right.
And what God says, what power we have, what authority we have, what our true life is, it's found in the Word of God.
Amen, amen.
I can't stress that enough. Get into the Word.
Yes.
Because it's in the Word that you find out how God sees you.
Amen.
And good possibility it's totally different from how you see yourself.
Oh, amen. There's one verse in Psalms that says that we're the apple of his eye. You know, I love that. When I read that so often, sometimes I'll just declare that, you know, I'm the apple of his eye. So, dear ones, this has been a great time of sharing the word today, and we hope that you'll get the truths that we have been trying to impart, that it's time to get lined up with the Spirit of God in your life, and that everything that God wishes for you, that you desire to get in line with that. So we're going to be praying this week, and if you haven't written it down, maybe you can remember it. Matthew 6:10 starts actually in verse 9, I believe. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come thy kingdom, be done thy will in me on earth as it is in heaven. That is our prayer, and that's what we're going to be praying in unity. Lord, we want your will to be done in our lives this week. We want to your kingdom to be seen in us. And that's where we're headed. That's what we're going to do. All right. So it's been a great show. Oh, what a joy. And Pastor Jim, please, one more time, please tell them about the prayer line real quick.
Certainly. If you have a prayer request, please send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We'll pick up the prayer request, either Betty, who's also a radio team member, or myself. We'll send it out to our prayer team, and we pray believing for answers. We pray believing that God is going to answer your prayer.
Amen.
So please feel free. And I forgot to mention this earlier. When God answers your prayer.
When he does.
Please let us know. I keep a list of the praise reports.
Yes.
So that's important that we, because it's a touchstone. It's saying, okay, look at all these things God's done.
Right.
Look at what the Lord has done.
We do that on Friday night. We've had so many answers to prayer. So feel free to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Check out our website, bohmglobal.com. Find out all about what God is doing through this ministry. If you want to be a financial partner, we don't say much about this, but we welcome you to help support this show. Just go to bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the first page to donations. Click that, and a PayPal will open. It's safe, and you can give, and it will be used for this radio ministry. That's what it's all about. Oh, it's not far to Jesus. This has been Pastor Jim, Megan, Nan, and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the word of God this week. Catch us next week, same time, same station, 3 o'clock, TANTALK1340.com and 1340 AM and Starcom Media Network in all the times that they are playing this show around the globe. God bless every one of you. And if you have a need, we want to hear from you. Easy to contact Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com, me, pastor@bohmglobal.com, and we will be there to help you. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week on the air. It's not far.